Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Trilogy Metals Inc., NSE American, TMQ, positioned for growth as AI data centers drive copper demand. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on the US American as TMQ and on the TSX as TMQ, is strategically positioned for growth as AI data centers drive copper demand. The company is focused on advancing its Arctic project, supported through a joint venture with South32 Limited. Recent studies show that AI-driven data centers are increasing copper consumption, reshaping global supply chains. For Trilogy Metals, developing high-grade copper assets in Alaska's Ambler Mining District is crucial. Data centers are becoming a significant source of copper demand due to the electrification of cloud infrastructure and AI computing requirements. This trend highlights the long-term importance of Trilogy Metals' copper projects in the evolving digital landscape.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., NOSX SVM, reiterates commitment to ESG-driven growth in 2025 Sustainability Report. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company, has released its 2025 Fiscal Year Sustainability Report, emphasizing progress in governance, environmental, and social priorities. The company's El Domo project in Ecuador aims to bring long-term benefits to the country through job creation, tax revenue, and local development opportunities. Silvercorp is utilizing technology like X-ray transmission, ore sorting, and solar panel installations to enhance operational efficiency. In the last quarter, the company generated $81.3 million in revenue from silver, gold, lead, and zinc sales. Additionally, Silvercorp donated $1.32 million in FY25 to education, infrastructure, and community projects, while maintaining a 66% local hiring rate. The mining industry plays a crucial role in meeting global resource needs, but efforts towards sustainability are essential to balance profitability with environmental responsibility. Investor news breaks: Standard Lithium Ltd., NYSE American, SLI, joint venture files definitive feasibility study for Southwest Arkansas Lithium Project. Standard Lithium Ltd., SLI, announced that its joint venture, Smackover Lithium, has filed the definitive feasibility study for the Southwest Arkansas project, projecting annual production of 22,500 tons of battery-grade lithium carbonate over a 20-year life. The study reveals a 20.2% unlevered pre-tax IRR, average operating costs of $4,516 per ton, and total capital expenditures of $1.45 billion. The project, set to be the first commercial direct lithium extraction operation in the U.S., is expected to start construction in 2026 after a final investment decision, with initial production slated for 2028.
Copper retreats as Trump hints at new severe tariffs on China. Last month, Mexico announced plans to raise tariffs on auto parts and vehicle imports from countries like China, surging to 50% to protect industry jobs. Analysts suggest this move may also be to appease President Trump. Copper exploration companies such as Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. will be monitoring the market closely for potential impacts.
Mining news breaks: G Mining Ventures Corp. N, OTCQX, GIF, reports record quarterly gold production of 46,060 ounces at Tocantinzinho Mine. G Mining Ventures Corp. GNEF reported a record quarterly gold production of 46,360 ounces at its Tocantinzinho gold mine in Brazil. Year-to-date output reached 124,525 ounces, with the mill processing 1/94 CLV ore at an average grade of 1.43 GR. Recovery stood at 92.3%, achieving 92% of nameplate capacity. President and CEO Louis-Pierre Gignac noted this as the company's strongest operational quarter, driven by improvements in mining and milling performance. G Mining Ventures Corp. is focused on precious metal projects and aims to become a mid-tier precious metals producer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.